Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at some economic metrics that are not getting much airplay or analysis in the mainstream media, but we real estate investors need to pay attention. We continue to have both government and Fed officials talking about how the economy is strong and resilient, and that we may experience at most a mild recession later this year. This most recent statement is the closest we've seen Fed officials to acknowledge the reality of our current economic malaise. On today's show, we're going to look under the covers in the economy to see what's really going on. Let's start with retail sales. Last Friday, retail sales for the month of March were published. The reported number was a 1% decline in retail sales against a consensus expectation of minus 0.4%. But remember, retail sales are reported in nominal terms, which are not inflation adjusted. When you take inflation into account at somewhere in the range of 5%, then what we're saying is really a 6% decline in actual volume of retail sales. Consumer spending makes up 70% of GDP. So on an inflation-adjusted basis, retail sales are down 6%. It's not conceivable that we're not in a recession right now as we speak. But that's not the only metric that matters. Economic contraction is showing up in other parts of the economy that broadly reflect economic activity. The transportation of goods is indicative of economic activity. Trucking company J.B. Hunt is one of those bellwether measurements that shows what's happening ahead of other measures. They reported their Q1 financial results earlier this week. Total operating revenue for the quarter was down 7%. The decline in revenue was primarily driven by declines in volume of 25%, in their integrated solutions, 5% in intermodal, 17% in final mile services, and a 17% decline in revenue per truckload. Some of those declines were offset by increases in fuel surcharges. In the airline industry, travel patterns are changing again. Business travel is starting to pick up, but the airline industry is having a hard time distinguishing between business and leisure travel due to the hybrid work environment continuing to play a large role in travel. Delta Airlines reported a loss for Q1 of this year. They continue to ramp up capacity towards pre-pandemic levels, and they hope to achieve that by the end of the June quarter. American Airlines also provided forward guidance that was biased to the downside. But the clearest metrics are in money markets. We've seen new bond issuance for corporate debt fall by 15% since the start of the year. The biggest telltale sign is specifically in the market for U.S. government paper. We have the market continuing to push yields down below posted rates every single week for the past month. You would think that with the federal funds rate set at 4.85%, that the yield on the shortest term paper, the 4-week T-bill, would be approaching the Fed funds rate. But demand for all maturities is well in excess of supply at the weekly auctions. We're seeing yields being bid down on the 4-week T-bill to 3.76%. That means buyers are paying a huge premium as both investors and banks search for safe paper. The same story is repeating itself in all of the short-term maturities. Even though the Federal Reserve is trying to raise interest rates, the market is scrambling for high-quality paper. This is indicative of a collateral problem in the market. When people are jumping into T-bills in this way, it's indicative of a lack of confidence in virtually anything else. As we talked about yesterday, that flight of capital from the banking system into government paper has already reduced liquidity in lending markets dramatically, and it's going to reduce liquidity even further unless that trend reverses itself somehow. One of the measures of this liquidity is the M2 money supply. The entire economy is based on the assumption of ever-increasing debt. And not surprisingly, M2 has been growing over the last 65 years with no fall in M2 over that entire time period. And in the first 2 months of this year, the M2 money supply fell by 2.9%, and so far year-to-date has fallen by 5%. The last time M2 fell by 5% was during the Great Depression in the late 1920s and early 1930s. These are warning signs of economic contraction, of fiscal deflation, and of monetary contraction that should not be overlooked. This is big, folks. The average listener to podcasts might be thinking, M2 has shrunk by 5%. Big deal. Doesn't sound like a big deal. What does it mean? Well, I think a lot of people are unable to connect the dots as to exactly what it means. It means a massive reduction in liquidity, and it's ultimately a major issue for businesses, for real estate, for banks, and for our entire credit-based economy. You can almost think of this like a tidal wave that's still a long way offshore, and the water level is starting to get sucked out of the bay before the entire coastline gets inundated. Raising equity in this environment is also more difficult. In fact, there's not enough equity available in the world to replace the shortfall in the credit markets. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.